It is 8:41. It's Galesburg's Morning News on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Tom Erta, Tyler Gum, Nick Hischer, thanks for being with us on this Tuesday morning. Thursday night is the Galesburg Chamber Annual Dinner and Business Excellence Awards. And joining us to talk more about that and some other things, Kate Reitz. Kate is the Marketing and Communications Manager for the Chamber. Kate, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning.
Well, thanks for coming in with us here this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate your time. I know your time is very valuable right now as Jessica's off this or at least for a while. And so you're kind of taking care of a little bit of everything at this point.
Just a little bit.
All right. Well, let's talk about what's going on, the Business Excellence Awards. And are nominations all in now?
They are. We actually announced them yesterday.
Okay. So all that. I was just looking at your Facebook page. I saw the whole list. I wasn't sure if that was all of them or not. So an outstanding list. And that's one of the cool things about a town like Galesburg, that there are some really, really great small businesses here.
Yep, definitely. Yep. So we announced all of our nominees yesterday for the three different awards, the Innovative Excellence Award, the Small Business Award, and the Chamber Advocate Award. But I actually still do not know who won. So
really?
The awards are actually judged by chamber executives from all over the country. So we have local nominations, and then we send them out, and then they get sealed in an envelope, and I will find out Thursday night when I announce the award winners.
Also, nobody local knows ahead of time.
I think Jessica might know, so she can send off the awards to get engraved. But other than that,
Well, that's really cool, though. It kind of makes it exciting for you as well.
It sure
doing
does.
The announcement.
Yes, it does.
So, the dinner coming up on Thursday night, and all the at the Lake Story Pavilion, and is it a chamber members only event?
Correct.
Okay, all right. Kind of thought that was the case, but it's a really cool thing to hear about this, and kind of hear about what some of the businesses do and how they're recognized, because we got some really great innovative businesses here in Galesburg.
Yes, definitely. So the Innovative Award is actually the criteria for it. It honors an organization that has produced a substantial and meaningful innovation product, service, or approach. So we've got different businesses that have awesome products that are only seen in Galesburg sometimes, and then we've also got businesses in there who are just doing new things, for example, Seminary Village, and their different aspects that they have in their building, and just different things throughout the community that have really been awesome to see.
So what are the other awards, Innovative, and what are the other ones?
So we have the Innovative Excellence Award, and then we also have the Small Business Award. So that's for businesses with less than 25 employees that just have outstanding business performance demonstrated by strong growth, innovation, and leadership.
Okay.
The nominee list, I'll go over that again
quick. Sure, sure.
So for our small businesses, we have Art Defined, Buenos Aires Bakery Cafe, C.L. Anderson & Associates, Galesburg Sign & Light, Gina Martin Farmers Insurance, Midwest Uniform Supply, Q's Cafe, and Baked. Mm-hmm. And then for the Innovative Excellence Award, we have Dave's Auto Body, Derby Industries, First Mid-Illinois Bank & Trust, Galesburg Community Foundation, Holiday Inn Express & Suites, Lux Blocks, Pegasus Manufacturing, Pilot Knob Comforts, Seminary Village, and Thrushwood Farms. And then we have our Chamber Advocate of the Year Award, too, which is an award we give out every year. The other awards are on cycles. But for that, it's just an outstanding member who just promotes not only growth in the chamber, but in the community. And we have some awesome nominees this year that are always around and always helping us out at all of our events. So we have Doug Gibb, Mark Lee, Adam Sampson, and Darcy Thorpe for those.
So, man, and all the entire list, great nominees for all the awards, and all winners, as they say, right?
Yes, definitely. It's honestly an honor just to be nominated, just to be nominated by your local community, and for everyone to see that you're doing awesome things and to be noticed.
Absolutely. So. Kate Reitz is the Marketing and Communications Manager with the Galesburg Area of Chamber of Commerce, joining us here this morning on Galesburg's Morning News. And, of course, the awards annual dinner and awards coming up on Thursday night, Lake Story Pavilion. Talk about a little bit about the chamber itself and kind of the mission.
Yeah, so our mission is really just to advocate for local businesses. We're constantly doing things to improve the local economy and our businesses, and marketing for the businesses, getting out all of their events, making sure people know who they are. And we have so many great businesses in town that people are honestly unaware of. And So we're just constantly trying to get the word out for all of our members and to strengthen our business community.
Tell us about how you got involved, because, of course, we've had Jessica on numerous times, and she skipped out on you during a busy week. But that's all right. You can handle it, though, right?
Yep.
You have to anyway. So tell us a little bit about your background.
Yeah, so I'm from Bolingbrook, Illinois, suburb of Chicago. I grew up there, and then I went to Monmouth College, and then I moved back to Chicago for a little bit after I graduated, and then got an opportunity to actually coach at Monmouth College. I coached women's soccer there, and then I did that, and I moved back to Monmouth, and then I found this job with the Chamber, and I've been here for just a little over a year and a half now. So,
all right. So you actually coach, too. That's kind of cool.
I do.
Did you play soccer at Monmouth also?
I did,
yeah. All right. So soccer growing up, any other sports at all? Or
growing up a little. I participate in a couple other things, but yeah. Pretty much soccer.
But that was the sport for you.
Yeah.
That's a big, especially girls basketball. Bolingbrook had been really good over the past several years.
Yeah, girls basketball and football.
Yeah,
really
yeah.
good.
Oh, yeah, so. That's right, football too. Uh-huh. And you know, it's really interesting because all I ever see of Bolingbrook is a bunch of, like a business park, a bunch of all the warehouses along 55 there, which is I know there's more to it than that. So
we're known for WeatherTech and IKEA.
Okay.
So,
oh, okay. There you go.
Everyone says Bolingbrook, yeah. And they say IKEA.
Well, and you've probably heard about years and years ago, there was a mall there called Old Chicago. It actually had an indoor roller coaster that did an upside down loop. Have you ever heard about that?
I have not.
Yeah, it was actually a really, really cool place, and it just like all of a sudden closed and then got torn down. Huh. And then all the warehouses went up. It was actually a really, really cool place that was there.
Huh, interesting.
So you find out somebody who's been around Bolingbrook for a while would know about that one. But yeah, it was actually kind of a cool place. Kate Reese, the marketing and communications manager for the Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce. What else? Of course, a busy week this week with the dinner and awards coming up on Thursday night. What else you guys have coming up? Anything in particular?
Yeah, we have a Dine and Develop coming up. Oh. Goodness, I'd have to even
see. I put you on the spot.
I know. We're just so focused on the dinner right now. But we do have a Dine and Develop coming up in March. I want to say it's on the 14th. It's Local Government 101. We also have a ribbon cutting on March 7th. It's at Salvation Army at 4 p.m. And then I think that might be it for March for once.
So we're good. So you get to relax a little bit at some point. Talk about if somebody who has a business here in town and has not been a member of the chamber, or maybe in the past and not now, kind of talk about what are the advantages for a business being involved.
So one of the advantages is the marketing aspect, which I'll talk about because that's what I do.
Sure.
So we have so many different marketing opportunities. Number one, just being in the chamber, and you know, you get your little sticker that you get to put on your window. And then we have our newsletter. We have a weekly newsletter and a monthly newsletter that are advertising, and those are included in your membership. We also have our member directory, which is search engine optimized, so it helps for, you know, your Google searches, all of those things. We have member benefits. Some members will do member-to-member deals, so you can offer deals to other members. And then really just the advocating that we do for all of our members when we have people call every single day asking for different businesses, you know, I'm coming to visit town, where should I go eat? Or I'm moving here, who should I go through to buy a house? Things like that. Mm-hmm. And we always put our members out there first.
And I guess one of the other things, it's great for networking, and somebody might say, well, I can network anyway, but can you network with all these other businesses in one place, like at a meeting, like you can with the chamber?
Right. We have tons of networking opportunities, too. Our business after hours have been very, very well attended lately. We've had probably at least 100 people at the last three of them. So just getting your name out in front of everyone and getting to meet all the other business professionals in town. And then we have, like I said, our professional development events, which are not only, you know, you're not only developing professionally, but also getting to meet everyone else there. Usually it's other people interested in the same topics as you. And then we have these annual events like our annual dinner and our golf outing and our Thanksgiving luncheon. Really just getting to know other people in the business community. And it's just a place where everyone's going to be at, and you're going to get to meet new people every single time. So
it's fun. Like you mentioned the golf outing in particular, I've gotten to MC the dinner afterwards mm-hmm. several times. So that's always a great thing, and see all the people out there that participate in that. It's a really, really cool thing. And again, networking and meeting people, especially if you're new to town and a new business. My goodness, it's an easy way to meet people as well.
Yeah, we also have our committees too. So we have our professional development committee, our government affairs and transportation committee, and then we have our young professionals of Galesburg committee too, which, like you said, for people who are new to town, especially young professionals, it's just an awesome way to meet people. We had our kickoff party last week. I think we had at least 40 people there, and that's just a great way to network in the community. And they're planning on doing a mentoring program this year for young professionals to, A, mentor younger professionals, and also to get mentored by some
old people.
Yeah, there you go. Trying to find a nice way to say that.
She was looking at me when she said that, by the way. I'm kidding. So, yeah, no, but some great groups and great ways to network and everything. Kate Reese, the marketing communication manager for the Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce. Anything else that we need to know about you want to touch on today?
I'll just touch on the dinner one more time. Sure. So we have our 2018 Annual Dinner and Business Excellence Award this Thursday, Lake Story Pavilion. Doors open at 5:30. Program starts at 6. It's really just a way to celebrate our chamber volunteers, our board, our members. It's just an awesome night. It's one of my favorite events of the year. We've put a ton of work into it. It's going to be really, I think it just gets better and better every year. I also want to thank our sponsors. There's no possible way we could do this without them. So we have our gold sponsor, which is Cottage. Our award sponsors, Klingner, Klein Companies, and Midwest Bank. And then our centerpiece sponsor is First Mid Illinois Bank and Trust. And then we have our dinner sponsors, Cherry Street, who is actually catering the event, Edwards Creative, F&M Bank, G&M Distributors, Hinchliffe Pearson West, Homefield Energy, Mel Foster Company, the Orpheum Theater, OSF St. Mary Medical Center, the Register Mail, Stratus Network, and Watson Thomas Funeral Home. So, like I said, just thank you to all of them. There's no way we could put this event on without them.
Well, it's great to hear about so many businesses involved, but there are more that aren't that, hey, great opportunity for you.
Yes, for sure.
Kate, thank you so much for taking some time this morning. Really appreciate it. Again, the annual dinner coming up on Thursday night, and we'll be looking forward to hearing who the award winners are.
Yes, I'm super excited. Thank you for having me.